Hey, I've heard this before a couple times. This is the great theme from the movie Phantasm. And Phantasm Remastered is going to open this weekend officially. And there's going to be a really cool event that's happening at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. And that is... It's an all day horror fest, and it's going to be 12 hours of horror classics, and it's going to feature Phantasm Remastered, and then the Chicago theatrical premiere of Phantasm 5 Ravager, and there will also be a special tribute to Angus Scrimm. I am co-hosting the event along with Steve Procopi of Ain't It Cool News. We're going to co-host it, introduce the movies, and there's going to be prizes to give away. There's going to be horror vendors there, so you can buy some stuff. It's going to be a big fun festival. It starts at noon this Saturday. And it goes through midnight. At noon, Night of the Living Dead from 1968 will be screened. At 2, Bubba Hotep will be screened. At 4, the original Fright Night. At 6, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original. And at 8, Phantasm Remastered. If you've not seen it, it's magnificent. And at 10, Phantasm Ravager. Horror vendors, prizes, more. You can have food and beverages at Bogart's Bar and Grill, which is located on the second level of the theater, which is a great restaurant. And all 6 movies, the entire fest, is only $20. And you can go to carmike.com to get your tickets and make your reservations right now, carmike.com. And also, if for more information, you can call the Movieco Rosemont at 847-447-1027. It's going to be a great event. Me and Steve are going to be hosting it, and it's put together by Flashback Weekend. Mike and me occurs. Put it together, and it's going to be so much fun, and it'll be your chance to see Phantasm Remastered on the big screen and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. Joining me to talk about this event and to talk about those movies in general is one of my favorite people in the world. It's Don Coscarelli, the man who is responsible for Phantasm and the series, we welcome Don to the show. Hey, Don, how are you?
Nick, I am great now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, sir. How have you been? It's been, boy, I'll tell you what, man. I have been following you guys on social media. What a couple of weeks it's been for Phantasm, huh?
It really has, and we have just been getting prepped for the big release, which obviously starts this weekend. We are so excited to share both these movies with the entire country. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and let's talk, before we get into, you know, I want to talk about Remastered. We'll talk a little bit about Ravager and stuff and this great event that we've got going. Of course, Mike and Mia would put something like this together, don't you think? Isn't that great?
Well, look, they are city treasures of Chicago. Yeah. I mean, single-handedly, the two of them have kept horror current in the entire region of Chicago and greater Chicago. It's insane what they pull together every year with that Flashback Weekend. It really is the Tiffany of the horror conventions and genre conventions.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, Don. You know,
always have the best time. It's you know, usually they run it every August, and I really like the idea that maybe Mike's starting to branch out a little bit and get some of these little mini festivals going on for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah. And, you know, immediately when I heard about this, I was like, well, I have to be involved. Because if Phantasm is anywhere near, I have to be a part of it.
You have to, Nick. It wouldn't be the same without you.
So let's talk about how, man, I saw some of the stuff from Fantastic Fest. I saw in Austin what was happening, and you know how the entire cast was there. How much fun has it been the past couple of weeks, Don?
Hey, just fantastic. We've had two events, basically back-to-back weekends. Well, we had two nights at Fantastic Fest, which is one of the coolest festivals there is, bar none. Nick, you've got to get down there if you haven't. Mm-hmm. I got there early, and I went to, you know, Tim League, who runs the Alamo Draft Houses across the country. He's a visionary exhibitor, this guy. And he hosts a welcome luncheon. It was hilarious. They started this luncheon with this idea. I don't know. It came something out of history with Napoleon before the battle. Supposedly, he would draw his sword and bring out a bottle of Moët Chandon, and they would chop the cork off with the sword. And they had an actor from Versus, a guy named Tack, and they gave him a samurai sword, and Tim League's holding that bottle of champagne, and the dude cleaved it right off without taking any of Tim's fingers off, and that was like the opening ceremony for their film festival, if you can believe it. It was crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. so it sounds like it was a blast then, huh?
Oh, it was awesome. We had the entire Phantasm cast was there. We had Michael Baldwin, we had Cat Lester, Bill Thornberry, and of course the inimitable Reggie Bannister. Mm-hmm. And so first night we showed Phantasm, and then the second night Ravager. And it was just a great time. It was the premiere of Ravager. People just loved it, and we were just so stoked. But then the following weekend, last Saturday night at the American Cinematheque here in Los Angeles, we had the L.A. premiere, and I'm telling you, this 500-600 people packed into that theater, Nick, you should have been there.
Yeah.
There was a guy in a silver sphere costume. He was a walking ball, you know, which is an implement out of the movie. It was crazy.
Wow. Well, the fans of Phantasm are, you know, we are, you know, we're passionate about our love for that film. There's no question about it. You know, you mentioned I saw some of the Q&A from Austin after Remastered, and I saw Bill and Kat sing Sitting Here at Midnight.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
It was fantastic. It was beautiful. It was great.
And it's such a great song.
Everybody's
the song from Phantasm.
Yeah, it's performed. It's hot as love, man. And it looked like you guys were just having so much fun during the Q&As and everything. And it's, I'm just so happy that this movie is getting the attention that it deserves. And I want to let you know that here on the home front here in Chicago, I hosted the Music Box screening. That same night.
How did that go?
It went great, Don. It went great. I'll tell you, it was packed. And,
wow.
And the Music Box Theater, it was packed. And I got to do the intro. And I told the EVCO Embassy story.
Of course,
logo story. I told the EVCO Embassy logo story. I told it the audience, and I felt like I accomplished something really great. You know, I mentioned how many times I'd seen the movie, and I told them, you know, how beautiful the restoration is, and it is, and it's a magnificent restoration. And I told them to look out for certain sound cues and certain things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I gave them a nice little prep. Then I told the EVCO Embassy logo story. And I felt like I accomplished something because after I got off the stage and they started the film, I sat down in the back, and when the EVCO Embassy logo came up, it got applause.
Nick, that's amazing. And I want to tell you that it happened here in L.A. too. Because the thing is you've got to remember that all of these, well, they're adults now, but they were kids back in the day. They had their VHS tapes.
Yes.
And when they would put it in, the first thing they would see is that EVCO Embassy logo. And it set the stage for the whole thing. And now we've got it restored. You know, Nick, we got to take one moment, though, to really talk about why there's been the resurgence of interest. And I mean, we really got to thank the man who did this out of the charity of his heart, which is the great J.J. Abrams.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you think that the guy's busy with the Star Wars and the Star Treks and stuff like that, but J.J.'s a guy like all of us. You know, he had movies that he saw when he was younger that stuck with him. And Phantasm was one of them, thank God.
Yeah.
And how the restoration came about was, you know, I got an email from him because I had known him from years ago. He had called me back when he was working on his Felicity television series.
Right.
And he just wanted to, he was like you, Nick. All he did was just want to call me and talk about Phantasm. You know, and I was like, oh, what the hell, you know. So I talked with him for a while. Cool, sweet guy. But I, of course, turned him on. I said, look, I've got to introduce you to Angus Scrimm because you got to put him in something. And he put him in the Alias TV series, and they became close friends because you know how wonderful Angus was, our star.
Yeah.
And this email comes about, and he wanted to screen Phantasm over at his company, Bad Robot, for some of his employees who hadn't seen it. And I said, well, I got a, you know, kind of a crummy old 35 print, and I've got a standard def DVD. And he was just shocked there was no, you know, high def materials. And I told him, well, there weren't. He says, well, we could fix that. And he got one of his guys and came up with a plan where basically I could come over there at night after they're done working on their big movies and basically do a just complete frame restoration of Phantasm, and that's how the restoration was made.
And it's a great story. It really is. And, you know, J.J. Abrams, I still on my DVR, I have not watched Westworld yet. But this guy is kind of the king of the reboot at this point, you know?
You know, I guess he is. But I will tell you, I watched Westworld last night,
yeah.
And I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's stronger stuff than the original one. And they really get into the personalities of these, you know, without giving too much away. I mean, there's some depth there.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Well, it's I'm very grateful to J.J. Abrams for this. And once again, Don, I want people to make sure if they've not seen Phantasm on the big screen, you've never seen it the way it is now. It's part of the festival this Saturday. You can also see it on Friday. They're showing the double feature on Friday at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont as well. 8 o'clock Phantasm, 10 o'clock
awesome.
Ravager. And I've seen the restoration now three times, the Phantasm remastered, and it is absolutely unequivocally the best film restoration I've ever seen. It is absolutely remarkable and beautiful. Don, we got to take a break.
Sure.
When we come back, we'll talk more about the restoration and more about the fest and all kinds of stuff. Hang on, okay?
Absolutely.
All
will
right.
do.
Okay. Don Coscarelli is with me, the writer, director, creator of Phantasm. Again, it's 12 hours of horror classics. I, along with Steve Procopi, are going to be your hosts at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont this Saturday starting at noon. Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Fright Night, Nightmare on Elm Street, Phantasm Remastered, and the final chapter in the Phantasm saga, Phantasm Ravager. Only $20 to get in. Parking is free. And it's going to be a great full day with horror vendors and prizes and all kinds of cool stuff. So make sure you come on out. It all starts at noon on Saturday for the All-Day Horror Fest. Okay, we'll take a break, and we come back more with Don Coscarelli after the news right here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. This weekend, that, by the way, is music from Bubba Hotep, a great film directed by my guest, Don Coscarelli, and featuring, of course, the great Bruce Campbell, as Elvis and Ozzie Davis as JFK, as they hunt down a soul-sucking mummy in an old folks' home in Texas. How many times have we heard that story before? Anyway, that's going to be part of the 6th Film Horror Fest. That is this Saturday afternoon starting at noon at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. I am your host along with Steve Procopi. I'll be there all day. You can have food and beverages at Bogart's Bar and Grill. It's only $20 to get in. Parking is free. And you get to see Phantasm Remastered and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. And we welcome Don back to the show. Hey, Don.
Hey, Nick, yeah. Give me the name of that event again. I didn't get it straight. What's it called? No, seriously.
Oh, okay. It is the Flashback Weekend All-Day Horror Fest.
Jeez, I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
Great lineup of titles. I mean, not, you know, my titles are great, but beyond that, the other ones, you know, Fright Night, was it?
It's Night of the Living Dead. Besides the three films that you are responsible for, well, David Hartman directed Ravager, but
right,
Night
yeah.
of the Living Dead, Fright Night, and Nightmare on Elm Street, all the originals.
Wow. You know, I've never seen Night of the Living Dead in a theater. Can you believe that?
Is that right?
No, I got to make that happen
one
day.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I remember as a very, very young child seeing it at the drive-in. Because I saw really inappropriate movies at a young age, Don. And in fact,
no wonder you're so strange.
That's exactly right. Yes, my life-changing movie was Phantasm when I was 14 years old. That should tell you something right there. But what's funny is I'm hosting tonight at the Movieco Theater for my film club. I do a monthly film club here.
Of course. What are you showing?
The Exorcist. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I just want to tell you, I saw The Exorcist. I walked into it completely unpolluted. I knew nothing about the book. I just heard it was some sort of scary movie, and it was the opening weekend.
Oh, man.
God, way back in ancient history.
Yep.
And there was a line around the block. I got in the line, and I sat in the freaking front row, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And the audience participation, I mean, every time he went up the stairs,
yep.
Oh, the fear, the
Yep.
dread. You wanted to just get up and leave the theater.
It's, I'll tell you, I'm so happy to do it. We're almost sold out. It's going to be packed. And it's the director's cut. So it's the extended William Friedkin director cut that we're showing. And
awesome.
It's 4K
awesome.
Digital, and it's just going to be amazing. And a lot of people are already freaking out. My mom has not seen it since it opened in 1973, and she's going to be here tonight. And
you have a defibrillator.
No, exactly. My mom's probably going to have to leave the theater a couple of times. But I'll tell you, I remember when it came out. I told this story before, Dom, but I don't think I've ever told you this. I was 8 when it came out, and my dad took me to see it without telling my mom because they had seen it, you know. And my mom said, "You're not taking him to see this," because at that point, I was 8 years old. I was all into horror. I was. Great.
Yeah.
It was all into horror, and I had seen inappropriate movies at that point, but she put her foot down, and she said, "You are not taking him to see this movie."
I want to know, what happened? That must have terrified
you. It did. It would scare the hell out of me, but I saw it, and then what the funny thing is, Don, my mom didn't know that we went to see the movie, that my dad took me to see The Exorcist, until I talked about it a few years ago, 40 years after the fact, and she got
mad
mad at my father.
So
anyway, that's going to be there tonight, and then on Saturday. It's a good week for horror at the Movie Co. Theater. And again, you can make your reservations at carmike.com. Talk a little bit about Bubba Hotep, since we're all going to see it on the big screen on Saturday afternoon at 2:00. What a great movie! And as I mentioned before, you know, that's old cliched story. You know,
well, you know, as Bruce Campbell always says, you know, if you're going to see one Elvis fighting a movie, fighting a mummy movie this year, that's it. The one you got to see.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the thing that was weird is that when I read that short story many years ago, it was by the great Texas writer Joe Lansdale, who creator of the Happ and Leonard TV series on Sundance Channel now.
Yep.
I thought that the title and the storyline, even though I loved the story and I thought it was great and brilliant, I thought those were handicaps that might need to be hidden away. And yet, I think that when you just say to somebody, I learned that if you tell somebody, oh, well, there's this movie and I made it and it's about an aging Elvis. We find him in a rest home and he's in his late 70s, pushing 80. And everybody in the rest home thinks that he's an Elvis impersonator, but he is the real Elvis because he switched places with another one. And the only guy in the rest home that believes him to be Elvis is a black African-American man who believes himself to be President JFK, dyed black.
Right.
And then this guy, JFK, is onto a conspiracy that there's actually a mummy sneaking into the rest home at night and sucking the souls out of the residents.
Right.
And so it's up to Elvis and JFK to put down the mummy. And, you know, when you tell people that story, I used to think they would just go, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
They're like intrigued, and then they feel they're compelled to see it. It's very freaky.
It's a great movie, man. And I'll tell you again, we got to thank Mike and Mia because they premiered it at Flashback Weekend, the very first Flashback Weekend back in 2002.
Yes, with Bruce Campbell in attendance.
Yes,
right?
Bruce was there, and I was at the screening of it at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. And I was blown away by it. And that was when you and I first met. We talked, and I had you on my show to talk about Bubba Hotep. And you were kind enough, actually, on the DVD commentary track to thank me on the DVD. And I was thrilled when that happened.
Nick, you were one of the first mainstream media that was promoting our film. I'll always be in your debt for that.
Well, it's great. And to get to see it again on the big screen is going to be so much fun. And it's this Saturday. That's going to be the second feature of the day right after Night of the Living Dead. And so now the Phantasm remastered, has the response been, I mean, from fans, have people overwhelmingly loved it as much as I did? I mean, has it been getting a great response?
Oh. Yeah, it's just like you. I mean, the ones who were, you know, keep in mind, they were watching those VHS tapes and then the standard def DVD, and you know, it's like watching through sunglasses, and you're taking off the sunglasses, and then what's even better is that, you know, all the effects have been, you know, cleaned up and enhanced. It's just I mean, the fan response has been just overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
It's so, so gratifying. Yeah. I mean, and I'm so blessed.
I can tell you, a couple of weeks ago on that Saturday night when I hosted at the Music Box, the crowd went nuts. The crowd absolutely loved it. And it's just, and it looks so beautiful, man.
Oh, and the audio is so good. Oh. What do you think of that car chase?
The car chase is incredible.
That Cuda's got balls. Now. That thing, it's pedal to the metal.
Yeah,
you know, it's awesome.
No, the sound mix is amazing. The sound during the sphere attacks are wonderful. And I just love the little added sound cues that only a geek like me would notice. Like, you added thunder here and there. As Michael is leaving to go to the first night to leave to go to Morningside, you can hear a chime of a clock to make it seem like it's even late. And, you know, and at one point when Jody wakes up and Mike is on the stairs asleep with the finger in the shotgun, when he comes out, well, he's coming out of the bathroom because now I can hear a toilet flushing. It's and I always thought he was coming out of the bedroom. And then, like, I'm watching the movie for 37 years thinking Jody came out of the bedroom and he came out of the bathroom.
It's crazy. that one kind of slipped in there, and I didn't hear it until the very end. I thought, you know what? Let's leave it in.
Yeah.
It does give a little, it explains a little bit. Hey, Nick, I just want to tell you a couple more things about the screening on Saturday night that you missed out on.
Oh, yeah, please.
We had a couple special guests there that I know you would have died to meet. Number one was a guy named Bob Del Valle, who was our unit production manager, and I completely forgot that. I said, Bob, you were one of the ghouls that came up out of the grave when Michael was in the bed. And he says, yes, I was on Angus's right. So that's Bob. But even better, Tommy was there.
Oh, come
on. The guy who dies in the opening sequence. You know, he's having sex with the lady in lavender
right.
in the graveyard.
Right.
And he's, let's just say he... What was it? He comes and goes at the same time.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
But in any case, Tommy came after decades. I hadn't seen him in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It was just so cool to have him there.
That's great, man. That is so great. So Phantasm Remastered, if you've not seen it, really is a beautiful restoration. How long did it take? Now, I know it was a long process because you were in there late at night and it took a little.
Yeah.
How long did it take to restore it?
Oh, well, you know, I would say if you just chronologically, maybe a month, but it was spread over at least 18 months because literally this work would come up there and I wouldn't hear from the guys for 2 months, you know, and then it would be, I'd get a phone call and it said, Don, can you come over on Tuesday night? We're clear, you know, and I always, of course, made time and ran over there and, you know, they'd finished up work on Star Wars or Star Trek and the same guys are working on Phantasm. I mean, it really was just such a blessing.
Yeah. And the only regret about this whole Phantasm resurgence and everything is the fact that Angus isn't around to see it. That's the one sad thing.
It's a total tragedy. Here we had, you know, it's a two-prong deal. You know, Angus has passed away, and so now the publicity has taken a turn where, without any prompting from me, I'm hearing people talk about how Angus is up there with Karloff and Lugosi.
Yeah.
And I always like to think that maybe he was, but now people are coming up with this on their own. It's so amazing. But the sad part is that, you know how much Angus enjoyed meeting the fans.
Yep.
And he remembered everyone. And Nick, I know you got some of your same listeners here, but we got to talk about how he... You know, if you got a short version of that, I love that story.
I wrote a letter. Angus Grimm plays the scary villain in the Phantasm franchise. He's the tall man. And when I saw Phantasm, as everybody who listens to this show knows, it literally changed my life and made me crazy. And I saw it over 100 times in the theater the summer it came out.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, and I've told you this before, I had to sit through Prophecy a lot. Because it was double billed with Prophecy. So I'd go see Phantasm, sit through Prophecy just so I could see Phantasm again.
Right, with the bear monster.
Yes, exactly.
It was at the end.
A terrible movie. And I saw it like 25 times because I wanted to see it because it was fantastic.
Right.
So, but anyway, I wrote a fan letter when I was 14 to Angus Grimm. Famous Monsters of Filmland had like his P.O. box and it was his birthday. And so I wrote him a letter and I told him how much I loved it. And then how many years? 30 years later,
30 years later.
Something like that. Yeah. 33, 34 years later. I've got everybody on the phone, all the cast from Phantasm and you, on a conference line talking about the movie because you guys were coming to town for the Flashback Convention reunion. And
yes.
Angus started actually reading from my letter. He remembered me. He remembered my name, and he pulled the letter out, and he read it on the air, and I almost passed out. I just could not believe
it. How many lines into it did it take for you to recognize that it was your writing?
It was a while, and then I'm finally like, wait a minute. Oh, my God. And when it got to a certain point, I went, he's reading from my fan letter that I wrote in 1979. And he held on to it. That's the kind of guy that Angus was. He was a beautiful man.
There would be lines around the block to meet him at the conventions. You saw him at Flashback Weekend.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And people would come up and they would say something like, "Oh, I met you in Atlanta 7 years ago," and he would go, he would remember like what their occupation was, or many times their name. He loved the fans and they loved him. And it's so sad he's not around and couldn't be at the event on Saturday night in Chicago.
And there will be, by the way, in addition to showing Remastered and Ravager, there is a special tribute to Angus too we're going to run on Saturday too. So it's the Flashback Weekend All Day Horror Fest, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Get your tickets now. It starts at noon. Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Fright Night, Nightmare on Elm Street, Phantasm Remastered, Phantasm Ravager, Horror Vendors, Prizes, and much more. It's only $20 for all six movies. Don, hang on for a second, okay?
Will do.
All right, we'll come back and we'll talk more with Don and talk about Ravager. We won't give anything away, but we want to talk a little bit about the new Phantasm chapter. All right, here we go. We'll come back and talk more with Don. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday, by the way. You want to get your requests in for Two for Tuesday, get them in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You pick it, and we play it. Two for Tuesday for this morning. All righty, then. Hey, coming up, we are going to talk about movie franchises that you would sit through, because they're going to show all of the Harry Potter movies. And we have got a fest coming up this Saturday, so we're talking about binging and watching movies and which ones you would go to a fest, because we're going to be sitting through six terrific horror movies this Saturday. I'm your co-host, along with Steve Procopi, at the Flashback Weekend All-Day Horror Fest. Only $20 to get in, six movies, prizes, horror vendors, all kinds of cool giveaways. And you'll see the premiere of Phantasm Remastered and the premiere of the new Phantasm film, Ravager, as part of six horror movies. It'll be a fantastic day for horror fans. We'll also going to do a little pop-up video this morning as well. So that's all coming up. But I want to welcome back to the show Don Coscarelli, the creator of Phantasm. Hey, Don, welcome back, sir.
So happy to be here, Nick.
All right. Well, so let's talk about Ravager. It's an interesting way that this film got made, because it didn't start out as a feature. It kind of started out as an experiment, correct?
Well, you know, yes, because there were four Phantasm films, and I really had no intention of making a fifth, but I was inundated with fan requests about wanting to know when the next one was coming up. And it started in an interesting way, because there was this filmmaker that had helped me on Bubba Hotep, had done visual effects, and his name's David Hartman, and Dave had come to me on the weekends. He loved to go out with friends and make project films and experimental movies. And he came to me and said, "Hey, let's go out this weekend and just make a Phantasm short movie." And I thought, "Hell, what the hell? I haven't made one for 15 years.
Yeah.
Let's go try it." And I called up Reggie Bannister, the star of Phantasm, and I said, "Hey, Reg, you want to come out and, you know, just for a couple of days, and we're going to try to cook something up." And he, Dave had a little idea about Reggie would be, driving the muscle car that he drives, signature car, and meets a woman, picks her up on the side of the road, and then it doesn't exactly end well for either one of them. And it was a cool concept. We went out, shot. It was so much fun. It came out great. And that actually, a couple weekends later, we went out and did some more. And then I thought, this might be a good way to make a Phantasm movie. Maybe we could wrap up the whole series. And that's what we did. We put it together. Dave directed the movie, and I was there helping where I could. And I think we came up with a satisfying conclusion to this iteration of Phantasm.
Yeah. I remember when I saw Oblivion, my mind was blown because of all the footage that you included that was cut out from the original Phantasm. And I'm watching the movie and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on a second. This clearly wasn't shot now. This is stuff from set, like the hanging tree and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So great.
Well, I had a lot of material when we shot the original Phantasm. It was a very long script, and I shot it all and then, you know, whittled it down in the editing. And I always had some really interesting scenes, and I thought, well, maybe I could take some of these and fold them into the final one. And, you know, Nick, what we've got here, it certainly showed it there in part four, and now with part five, is a really different kind of film series, because you know how Richard Linklater and the Boyhood movie, which is a hell of a nice movie, gets all the credit for they shot over 12 years. Well, you know, we've been making these Phantasm films for, 36 years now with the same actors.
Right.
And I think that we found a way in wrapping it up with Phantasm, not giving too much away there. But, you know, at the beginning, it's first Phantasm is about, you know, youth and dreamlike fear of death. And now we've taken a full circle to, you know, getting older and facing death.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's quite profound and compelling in spots.
Well, that's the thing about the movie that resonated with me. And I've told you, Don, I found it to be a movie that it so perfectly captured what it was like to be an adolescent and to face adolescent fears. And
yes,
for me, the reason why I latched onto the movie was because, you know, Mike, the main character, was my hero. Like, it was just, and when I told this to Mike Baldwin when I met him, I was like, you know, you're my hero, man. You know this. And he thought I was crazy, but it's a teenage empowerment film. It's a movie about a rite of passage, and it deals with really, really heavy stuff in a profound and really imaginative way. And I always said that to me, it plays like the fever dream of a 14-year-old boy, and that's exactly what it is. And I've always been fascinated by that, and it's always a movie that means a lot to me, especially at the age I saw it.
Wow, that's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
so, amazing. And I just wanted to mention, Don, we are giving away a brand new one-sheet Phantasm Remastered poster.
Oh, fantastic. And it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. And we got some Silver Sphere pins to give away, and it's all going to be part of a raffle that we'll be doing, and Steve and I will be hosting it. It's all part of the All Day Horror Fest put up by Flashback Convention, and you can check out flashbackweekend.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. You should make your reservations now. I looked at the seating chart, and it's getting pretty packed.
God, that's going to be a great night.
It is.
I wish I could attend.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be there in spirit, Don. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. I want a full blow-by-blow report of what happened.
I'll let you know on Sunday for sure.
Okay,
so
great.
All six movies are only $20. Parking is free. It's at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, which, by the way, I'm hosting my Exorcist screening there tonight. Noon to Midnight,
wow.
Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Fright Night, Nightmare on Elm Street, Phantasm Remastered, and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. I am purposely going to wait till Saturday to see it. Don, I've been waiting, you know, I've been waiting 15 years to see a Phantasm.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize you haven't seen it
I have
yet.
Not seen Ravager. No, I have not.
How crazy.
And I'm waiting. No. I'm waiting to see it in a packed house Saturday night at 10. That's when I'm going to see it. And it
wow.
is. For those people, though, by the way, really quickly before we let you go, both Phantasm Remastered and Phantasm Ravager, if you can't make it out to these screenings, they are available on VOD and download, correct?
Yes, they are now available. You can buy the entire series in high def. But I would suggest everybody in Chicago go out and see the movies the way they were meant to see on the big screen.
I agree. All right. Listen, Don, always a pleasure, my friend. And I'm so excited to see Ravager, and I'm so glad that people are finally giving this movie the respect it deserves. And it's funny because, like, I told you this in the email when I texted you after the event at the Music Box, that I said, finally, after 37 years, I can finally say that Phantasm is an art house film. And the place went nuts. The whole place went nuts. So
that is just too cool.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
All right, Don, thanks.
Who would have thought?
Don, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, and have a great show.
Thanks.
It's going to be great.
Okay, I'll take care. Take care, Don. There you go. Don Coscarelli, what a great guy. And the fact that I now know Don Coscarelli is mind-blowing. Anyway, come on out. It's going to be great. Flashback Weekends, All-Day Horror Fest this Saturday, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Fright Night, Nightmare on Elm Street, Phantasm Remastered, and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. Horror vendors, prizes, great food and beverage at Bogart's Bar and Grill, and it's all only $20, and parking is free. We'll see you on Saturday starting at noon. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up on 720 WGN.